Cardiff. As far as being asked to be a judge this year, I suppose I should probably justify my blogging credentials as well. So consider myself obviously a full-time paid blogger with the Your Cardiff platform, but I've also been involved on a voluntary basis with both Cardiff Hyperlocal, Matt and Geraldine are over there from it. And also have had blogging projects of my own, sort of the biggest of which for me was probably going over to the States for a bit to work with an Amish newspaper and a blog on that experience. So hopefully I sort of, not exactly a guru, but qualified to judge them in at least some small capacity. I'm going to just, if you'll excuse me, read a little tiny bit from what Katie sent me about the history. So they were set up, the Wales Blog Awards were set up in 2010 by Ed Walker, who was my predecessor, setting up at Your Cardiff, and Warwick Emmanuel PR, who we talked about before. At that time, Ed and also Hannah Waldrum, who was at Guardian Cardiff, had set up Cardiff Blogs here. Lots of interest and a feeling that sort of blogging community in Wales was very strong, very passionate, but not necessarily much recognition on an awards front. It's not about, you know, picking some blog and saying this is amazing, saying this blog shit. It's about recognising that there's really loads of really good stuff going on out there, and for us probably the most exciting bit is actually releasing the long list, because you get to see the variety of blogging that's going on. Although it's nice to pick winners and reward people, it's a really good opportunity to discover new blogs and new writing as well. So in the first year we had about 200 entries, which was great, and that's continued to go up. Had just over 300 in 2011, and this year we had 327 entries, which is the highest we've ever had. In 2010, the winner was Ruth Davis for The Seven Journey. She's now a judge on the Wales Blog Awards panel as well. That blog was about her losing her husband in her 20s, and then her journey sort of through grief and what it took for her to start moving on with her life, and that moved a lot of people in the first year. And in the second year, the winner was Football, which is a sports blog in North Wales, so you can see totally different again. But again, a really, really good example of a great sports blog. We've got a really strong sports category again this year. Wales Blog Awards haven't been immune from criticism from the start, as people probably know. And I think if Katie was here, she'd say we've tried to react to that as quickly as we can. It's still very much in its infancy, you know, it's only the third year, and we're trying to make it as reflective as possible of blogging in Wales. So in the first year, there were calls for there to be separate food and drink categories and for music and entertainment, because they are all lumped in with lifestyle. Same again with this year, the lifestyle category is quite a saturated area of blogging. There's so much going in there, so we wanted to try and break that down a bit more. And the changes that we've made have come into the Welsh language issue. Previous to now, we had a Welsh language category on its own, which meant Welsh language blogs about food, entertainment, anything else, community, new Welsh blogs were all judged in the one category against each other, which a lot of people who were blogging in Welsh felt was completely unfair, which I would agree with, because they're not being judged like they'd like in their own category. So that's being changed again this year. So all English language and Welsh language blogs were judged together. Two of the panel were fluent Welsh speakers, and we worked with a translator as well, to try and make sure that those were judged as fairly as possible when there are also two non-Welsh speaking people, myself included. And one of the other change I was just going to mention was to do with the best multimedia blog, and I'd be really interested to hear your thoughts on how that's worked this year. Previous year, we had a best photography category, and it was felt that there weren't enough eligible blogs in that category, particularly because a lot of professional photographers were entering their portfolios. Part of the World Blog Award rules is that you have to enter a blog that's not your, it can't be your job. You can earn a small amount of money off advertising on your blog, that's fine, but it has to be something you're doing in your spare time. It's sort of that amateur definition. So that we shifted that to a multimedia category, where you can have all elements of multimedia, not just photography. And the entries are up, but I'm not sure whether people feel that photography is a strong category on its own, so I'll be interested to hear your thoughts on that as well. So that moves me on to the scoring and how we actually judge the blogs. We do have initially we set out this year with a sort of scoring matrix with points awarded for different things, but we found that the categories are so varied that that doesn't necessarily work. So whereas in the multimedia category, use of photographs is obviously going to be a huge part of it, and you need to be very strong in best writing category. It's not as applicable. But the things we look for in every blog, is the blog relevant to the category that's been entered? Does the blogger know their subject well? That's really important. Strong subject knowledge was something we looked for in every blog that we considered for the shortlist. Do they offer something unique? That particularly applies to things like lifestyle, I suppose, where there's huge amounts of fashion, food blogs. It needs to offer something a bit different. Is it engaging and entertaining? And that comes down to really basic stuff like grammar and spelling as well. It's got to be of a high quality in that sense, which I'm being a bit of a stickler for, but I think that's really important if people are going to come back to your blog again and again. And things around community. So does the blog link out to other posts, to other websites? Is it supporting other blogs out there via sort of link sharing, that kind of thing? Because that shows an awareness of the community that they're in. And also, it's just good manners when you blog in to link out. Additional materials such as photos, that kind of stuff we talked about already. Use of social media is another thing that's become very, very important in the judging as well. Are they using Twitter and Facebook to promote and engage with their readers? And similarly in the comments. I think if you're going to blog and ask people to keep coming back to your blog, you've got to give something back to those readers if they're engaging with you. If someone's taking the time to comment on your blog, you should be acknowledging that comment. And if necessary or sort of appropriate, debating as well. Frequency of posts is something that we discussed a lot. I don't necessarily think someone needs to be blogging every week or every day for a blog to be good. I think that it depends what you're blogging on. But especially as we're judging blogging in the last year, we like to see that there was an appropriate frequency of posts, not just someone blogging in November and June and then sticking an application in on the hope that they might get a rise. And finally, design. There were loads and loads of beautiful blogs this year, and the standard was so high in terms of layout, in terms of use of photographs and text. They were gorgeous, so that was a really high standard, and something if people are thinking of applying again, really have to up your game on that, because people are being really imaginative and really clever with the way they do it. So those are the main criteria we look for. Obviously, as I say, with other categories, there are things that we focus on a bit more. Writing, for example, Ruth shortlisted that category for us, and then we all looked at the shortlist and shortlisted it a second time. And you know, she was looking for someone that took her on a journey, someone that really sucked her in and made her think with the writing. So it depends on the category, but in general, those are things that we're looking at. And finally, I suppose the things that really made the best blogs for me and for the other judges, I would say, were blogs that were insightful. There were a lot of blogs, especially in the kind of music entertainment categories, that didn't make the cut, not because they were bad, but because it was just, this is what I like, you know, here's something I've seen. I think really these days that's the domain of Facebook and Twitter, that's just showing people what you think is good. You really need to be offering something different, offering a thought, a debate, sort of offering an insight into what you're talking about, and those were the ones that were by far and away much better than the others. And the other thing we noticed a lot this year is people blogging on a mission, which not just blogging because they love something, but blogging to kind of do something wider. So one of the lifestyle blogs that was shortlisted was a blog called Seamless, where a girl called Elmer, she vowed not to buy any new clothes, and sort of following her journey through that, and that was great. Another blog, I think it was 1,571 food. She was going to try every single food in a particular cookbook. You know, it's not life changing, it's not, you know, earth shattering, but it's a purpose, it's focused, and it keeps people coming back again and again and again to see how you're getting on. And I'll go back to those blogs because I want to see what happens. So those would be the things that stuck out for me most of all. I think that's about all I've got to say on it, other than that I'm really interested to hear everybody's thoughts on whether they think the Wales Blog Awards are a valid judgment of good blogging in Wales, and also what changes could be made in the next couple of years, because we'd really like to keep evolving and make it a really, really representative awards ceremony, which is on the 20th of September at the Royal College of Music in Cardiff. I know last year's awards, I would say, wasn't a judge last year. I think they were very, very short, and perhaps a little underwhelming. and the idea this year is to make it much bigger, much better. It's kind of a much more fancy affair. People will be encouraged to come along for a whole evening. It's a real ceremony. All the shortlisted blogs will be showcased with some nice sort of presentations, and people will be encouraged to come up and sort of make a do a little speech if they win. So hopefully it's going to be better than last year as well. And the last thing I have to say, okay, to kill me, is that the public choice category is now open. That was introduced in the second year at the suggestion of people who'd entered the previous year. All the shortlisted blogs are eligible, and it's, you vote for your favourite, and that wins the overall Wales Blog of the Year. So that vote is open until September 14th at 5 p.m. So please go and vote for yourself or others to be in with a chance for that. But yeah, really happy to take questions, and I'm sorry, I'm really not very good at public speaking, but I hope I've given you enough of an idea of what we're trying to do and how it's changing.